Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
This episode of Sewing Out Loud is brought to you by the Sew Here Box Refresh Edition. The Sew Here Box is a collection of curated sewing tools that you'll love to have in your sewing studio. We haven't done one in a while, and there are only 100 boxes available. Go to sewhere.com/go/box to order yours today. That's sewhere.com/go/box.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And today we are talking about the Rhapsody pattern. I think this pattern came out like 2 years ago.
You don't have...
There's not a date on a copy.
No,
there's not like a copyright date on it.
What does your mother always tell you?
I don't know.
Label your patterns and label when you made them.
I date them. I know. I date them when I draft
them. You
date
it when you draft it for yourself. But you're right. You still should know. There should be at least...
Are you okay? There should be.
So don't you remember whenever I used to teach, I always had down on the corner my little notation, it was like my initials because I authored it, and then the date that I revised it, because sometimes I'd be teaching, I would look at those notes I made about teaching, the ones I handed out, the handouts, right? And I go, oh my gosh, these are like 8 years old. Maybe I should think about updating them or look and see if I could make them more complete.
Speaking of updating, one of the reasons we're talking about this is we realize we've never podcasted about the Rhapsody. We have done a 3-part video series on it.
Apparently we need a chart of what we blogged about, what we videoed about, and what we podcasted about.
Yeah.
Because it all runs together in our heads.
Obviously. So we have done a video like on how to draft this. You can see that without purchasing the pattern.
Right.
But we haven't done a podcast about it. And speaking of revising, we are going to be releasing the raglan version of this. So that's why we're podcasting about it, because I was sort of, thinking, what should we do to talk about this raglan or whatever? So anyway, we've got it here. And maybe I shouldn't say this on the podcast. I'm looking at the Rhapsody. I see a couple things maybe I might tweak about it. But anyway, we'll see what happens. Okay, so we have this Rhapsody.
And you'll put revised.
I'll put the revised.
And the date.
Yes.
At least the year.
Okay. So anyway... The Rhapsody pattern is what we call a drafting guide, okay? So someone on Instagram was like, the Rhapsody isn't a pattern, right? It's a class on drafting. And I'm like, well, it's actually a little bit of both.
It's a crossover.
Yes, exactly. So what the Rhapsody is it's a t-shirt pattern. So there are 3 pattern pieces that you will get from tracing this off. You'll get the front of your t-shirt, you'll get the back of your t-shirt, and you will get a sleeve.
Right. And with this, you probably want to join Team Trace.
You have to.
Well, you don't have to. You could draw on it and cut it out, and then you wouldn't have it anymore.
Yeah. No. No.
I say
in the instructions, I'm like, you must trace this. Okay.
Okay.
And it all Now, the raglan's going to be a little different. It won't fit on this small piece of paper. This is actually a smaller, when you print it out large format, you can print it out at home, too. But when you print it out large format, it actually ended up fitting on a smaller piece of paper than normal because the front and the back can be traced off of the same pattern in this. The front and the back of the T-shirt.
On the Rhapsody T-shirt.
On the Rhapsody T-shirt.
And the raglan is different.
It won't. Yeah,
the back and the front are different.
Love to be different. So this is for, just heads up, it's for a knit T-shirt. Okay? Right. It's a stretchy. This is for stretchy fabrics. I think we say like 50 to 70% stretch. And then in the instructions, we don't keep any secrets from you. Okay? We tell you how much ease we've added or how much negative ease there is.
What's built in.
For
the ease that's built in.
Yes, for each measurement. And then you get to choose them, okay? And that helps you to decide. So
right.
there are quite a few sizes, actually, to the Rhapsody. And a lot of people, you know, are like, they want to get really subtle. And I wonder sometimes if we've been almost too subtle on the Rhapsody. Because it goes like every half inch some of the pattern.
When you're drafting, that really helps, think.
If you were to draft.
You'll get your better fit.
Yeah. If you were to draft to your body measurements, you'd get the exact body measurement. You'd be like, my back is this wide.
So the way it's the way you have it drafted.
Yeah.
Now. What you do is you plot your measurements.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at a glance, you may look at it and go, oh, this is no big deal. It looks just like those multi-size patterns.
That's right. It does look like a multi-size pattern.
It looks like that when you just look at it until you really look at the pattern and you see that you're going to select your bust measurement and your waist measurement and your hip measurement. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
So you're not choosing a size, you know, whether it be small, medium, large, or, you know, 10, 14,
10, 18,
20,
whatever. Yeah, exactly. And so when you choose these things, the reason we didn't do a class like the Easy Tee, okay, so the Easy Tee is a drafting class.
It is.
Okay, you draft from the ground up. You get out a pencil, some tracing paper, some rulers.
And M2M leggings.
And M2M leggings are
drafting
class. Yes. So this is kind of a hybrid because everyone seems to have trouble. Not everyone. A lot of people, very understandably, have trouble drafting arm size.
Right.
So that is what.
Well, not arm size as much as sleeve heads, I think.
I think both.
Both?
I think they're both hard.
Okay.
I think they are.
Yeah, for me, an arm size is not that hard, but I feel like the head of the sleeve
any
is,
curve,
is hard.
You know, that's where people have trouble on the leggings.
Right.
That's where the
it's the crotch curve
crotch
where they
curve.
Come up with trouble.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And, you know, that's what, so we, anyway, that's why we kind of did this hybrid. So your arm size, whatever, you know, and your neckline, they're defined by your back width.
Right.
Okay. And then you're going to find your waist point, okay? And you're like, okay, back width, waist point. What very important complex body part have we left out right now?
Your belly.
No, your boobs.
Oh, your boobs. Oh.
It's your belly between your waist and your
I didn't know what
your arm size.
I thought you were going down the line.
No,
okay,
no. Well, I mean, you would do your hip and everything. But this is where a lot of people have trouble sizing things and altering things.
Well, I think the reason I said belly is that's come up recently.
Oh, yeah. It has. Absolutely. So I just, you know, really the magical thing about this drafting guide and about our drafting things is like this is what would happen if ZD and I came into your sewing studio.
Right.
And like helped you draft a T-shirt.
Right.
Okay. We would, let's pretend you'd picked a pattern and we'd look at it and then we would, you know, do this or we would do that. And if you have a bust measurement that lies, quote unquote, outside a particular pattern range's proportions,
right,
you're going to do the very special thing that ZD has taught in her T-shirt classes forever, and that's called
the boob bump.
There we go. I thought you were going to be like, the ear bump.
I should have went. I don't know. What are we talking
about? We're going to add an eyebrow. No, okay. So
all it's doing is adding some ease
to
the bust and to the front piece only.
That's right.
Right.
So only to the front piece. And we show this in the video. Hey, Before we take a break and we talk about the rest of the Rhapsody, I just want to tell everybody that I don't know how obvious it is because I haven't watched the videos very recently, but do you remember that I was sick when we were doing those videos?
Which videos?
The Rhapsody videos.
No, I don't remember.
They were
that.
Facebook Live videos. Okay. And Sam was filming them.
Okay.
And I was having so much drainage and coughing so much that I left in the middle of one of them.
Oh, and I do remember that. And I had to like ad lib. Yes.
And I threw up.
Yes.
And I came back.
Yes.
And finished the video.
Yes.
So I've actually been like too afraid to watch the videos because I'm like, does it look? Can you hear me? I don't, you know.
No, I don't. But, I don't think we can.
We
hear
do
it.
Show you how to draft it. So you know, you're picking your points, and because the body measurements are on the drafting sheet, mm-hmm. you don't have to do that extra step of translating.
Right.
To be like, I'm size A in the bust, size C in the waist, size right. E in the hip, you right. know, and go back and forth to some kind of sizing chart.
No, you're going to draw this and it's going to be your body shape.
That's right.
Nobody else's, no preconceptions. It's your body shape. And the good thing about the breast, the boob bump, uh-huh. the breast area, right, is that you are doing that arm side by the back width, which
right.
means that you shouldn't have this big gaping armhole.
Right. Right, exactly. Right. So depending on how you choose your size. Actually, you know, something I might need to add in is Fred, I think she has done a back width and a front width on her
uh-huh.
Rhapsody and mm-hmm. made like an asymmetrical sleeve.
Right.
Maybe we should just publish a blog post about that. So just talk about Fred again on the podcast, you know.
Everybody thinks like
in case,
Fred's
in case
our imaginary
anyone was
friend.
Worried about
yeah.
her or something, you know, yeah. that we weren't talking about her enough. So anyway... She has done that. That might be something that people with like an extra broad back or for some reason mm-hmm. narrow front would do. Okay, let's take a quick break and let's come back and talk about the E's and the negative E's that are on this drafting guide and how you can exploit those and change those however you wish.
Absolutely.
ZD, are you ready for another Sew Here box?
Yeah, we haven't done one in quite a while.
Can you tell the folks at home what exactly is a Sew Here box?
A Sew Here box is a collection of useful sewing tools, an exclusive swag created by the world's funniest and most knowledgeable sewing podcaster.
You mean us?
Oh, well, I'll include you, yes.
I think it's a pretty good description. This Sew Here box is the refresh edition. It includes some old standby favorites that you might have used up or that you wouldn't mind having duplicates of. Or if you're new to the Sew Here box, you might not have any of these things, like ZD's favorite scissors, cotton organdy, power shaper net, and magic mauve thread.
Plus, I hear we're including some refreshing swag this time.
That's right. I can't wait for everyone to see it. We're only shipping 100 of these boxes, and there are just 40 boxes left at the time of this recording. Go to sewhere.com/go/box to get yours today.
Sewing out loud.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
And we're back.
So tell me about your E's.
Yeah, and actually, the reason I want to bring this up is because a few people have said, you know, actually, I don't like it this way, so I'm going to change it. And I'm like, they, great.
They don't know. Like what?
They, okay, so let me tell you about the E's, okay?
Yeah.
So I write in the instruction manual, I love it. I want to keep it. I tell you how much ease we have put into everything, okay?
So into each measurement.
Into each measurement. That's right.
So there's, you know, more ease in one maybe than the other, even though it's your T-shirt.
That's
so you might
right.
have less ease in the bust and more in the waist or
yes.
something like that.
So we have, I think we have the back width at zero. Okay. It's just, it's
right.
exact. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There is no negative ease. So that's why if you look at a pattern, it'll say, oh, if your bust is 34, you need to choose a size 4. And then you go look at the finished measurements of that T-shirt
and
garment.
And it's 32.
And it's 32. And mm-hmm. you're like, what is going on? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So here I'm telling you, if you have a 15-inch back width, put your dot on the 15.
Right.
And then you should know that there is no negative ease there. Okay? So you can use that information. All right? What if you're like, well, I do want some negative ease.
Right.
Okay. Go down to a 14.
Right.
All right. And then we have put some positive ease in the hip.
Right.
And the waist area. And I've had a few people tell me, you know, I made it like this, but then the fabric I was using, it sort of like stuck out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Or I like my T-shirts to fit really tight.
Right.
And so they can either choose a different measurement
uh-huh.
right off the bat. Or they can choose their actual measurement, put their T-shirt on, and then zip up the side
right.
seams.
Well, now
you know?
This is where we go, though. This is not really a fit as much as a style.
Well, it is
how I feel because, you know, you can have a fit with no ease. You can have a fit with a lot of ease. I mean,
yes.
And everyone likes, you know, some people like theirs fitted at the bust and then gets loose as it goes down.
Yes.
You know, so all different ways. Like, I don't like to look in the mirror and see my back fat.
Yeah.
That drives me crazy.
Okay, I was just talking.
Drives me nuts.
I was just thinking about this.
Yeah.
Because I was wearing a pair of jeans that, like, were a little tight at my waist,
right?
And when I wore a really tight top over them, like, there was this, you know, pretty big indentation in
uh-huh.
my waist.
You saw where your jeans were tight.
That's right.
Right.
And then I wore, like, a different top that kind of, like, flared
different.
Out. And
right.
I was like, oh, I prefer this. And I thought, oh, this is a part of my body that will respond differently to different
yes.
amount of ease.
Yes.
You know, and so I think also the reason this is so important and why you might just make your T-shirt a little bigger to begin with is because of the different fabrics you're going to be
and
using.
And fabrics are different, too. Some drape, some don't. Some stick out, like someone said.
Everything,
right?
every pattern.
Every change has a different
effect. And there have been a lot of independent fabric pattern designers who have brought this up. They're like,
right.
when you change the fabric, you have essentially almost gone back to like ground zero.
Well,
okay.
And
because in ready to wear, as we've mentioned before, these garments are designed to the fabric.
Right.
And then if the fabric were to change, they would go back to square one
right.
and start all over. So I go to make my Rhapsody out of a bamboo rayon blend, and then I go to make it out of a cotton lycra,
right.
and then I go to make it out of a whatever, a nylon, you know, spandex.
Yeah.
I might have to make different alterations to
that's
pattern,
right.
no matter what.
Now, I alter clothes based on purpose a lot of times. So I have my Ariel shirts. I have my going to the grocery store shirts. And I have rash guards.
Yeah.
Those are my three major parts of my life.
The wrist on this, we say to you in here that the wrist on this pattern.
It's not tight.
It has 20% ease.
Right.
Okay. So that means that it's a little looser. Now,
right.
if I want to make a rash guard, I would think I would want that a little tighter.
Well,
you know,
right. And I have sort of a solution that I do there, too, because I make a cuff with a
yeah.
thumb hole.
Uh-huh.
Because I also want to be able to, like, shove them up if I want.
Sure.
But that also has to do with the fabric, too.
Yes.
How much ease do I have or how much stretch do I have my fabric? I want to be able to push my sleeve up.
Yeah. So
yeah.
when you get the fit, like, in the arm's eye area and the bust and all that
right.
jazz, you know, when you kind of get that approximated, you really should be able to customize this.
Right.
In you know, in those ways, because when you look at where it's possible to alter a t-shirt, okay, let's talk about this. So a t-shirt is really not a very subtle garment.
And this is a, standard t-shirt, traditional, how should we
call
this?
Well, a traditional t-shirt, like if you look at, is a T.
Right.
Yeah, very much a T. Mm-hmm. And if you look in the drafting books, a lot of times, it's like it takes the bust measurement and kind of goes straight down.
Right. It's really very boxy.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So depending on how you like your T-shirts fitted or not, still you're relying on stretch a lot to achieve fit.
Right.
Okay, in this garment. Much like the leggings, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's why it's not a super subtle garment with a bunch of different panels and stuff.
Right.
Okay, it's a front and a back and a sleeve. So when you do go to customize this, you should really be able to do that quite easily. So I feel pretty good about cutting out like my pattern, putting it on and being like, okay, well, I'm going to zip up my side seam a little bit in this fabric.
Yes.
Or I'm going to zip up my underarm seam.
Or what I will do sometimes is I'll wear it.
Yeah.
You know, or I wear the rash guard in the water and I go, you know, I want this a little bit tighter.
And
whatever.
So I made up a sample of the raglan in a bamboo spandex. And it's like this flawed spandex fabric. It has like, you know, some like dimples in it and stuff. And so that's what I used. And my sleeves down at my wrist, they like pooled a little bit, you know? And I think that, you know, bamboo spandex is oftentimes very drapey, you know.
Okay, I have a rash guard that I had to purchase because I forgot mine.
Right.
Like, I had one with me, but I forgot my other one. And it fit me. I don't know what the content is.
Okay.
It just keeps growing.
Oh, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Like
only longer.
Growing longer.
Longer. And I'm like, what wasn't in this or what is it? And this was not it. Okay, this was not like Walmart purchase. This was like at, you know, West Marine. Like it was, you know,
supposed to be a nice
It was not inexpensive. Let's put it that
way.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, this has got to be like 4 inches longer than when it started.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, though, when I test it with that bamboo, you know, I'm going to make it out of a couple other fabrics, but I wouldn't, as my pattern tester that I am being, I wouldn't be like, oh, got to shorten that sleeve, you know, because I know people are going to make this out of fabrics that may not have quite as much vertical stretch. Now, one problem we've run into is that people will make this out of a lot of different fabrics and then they get those custom printed cotton lycras.
Uh-huh.
And their pattern that they chose fits them kind of funny. Like Kim, like the pattern they drafted, the Rhapsody.
Uh-huh.
And I have gotten those fabrics custom printed over in China. That's what our So Long and So Happy, you know, panel is. And it is a bit stiffer. So,
I wasn't following you, and maybe nobody else was. So, what you're saying is the fabric is not as soft or as stretchy.
Yeah, like Kim made hers out of, you know, double brush poly. And she I'm going to be publishing a guest blog post by her. She made a Rhapsody cami. You know, so she's used this pattern a lot. But when you get those custom printed cotton lycras, I'm not saying everybody has the same fabric substrate necessarily. I know that they can differ, but some people have had an issue, and I think it might be a bit to do with the vertical stretch on
those
fabrics.
Well, if you will remember on our So Here,
So Long and So Happy print.
So it has that on it. It has like my writing on it, and then it has a little another part of the panel has a string of little sewing machines.
Right.
If you will remember when we got our first one, we had a different substrate and we changed it because I said, this is too thick for me.
Right.
You know, and you said, oh, really? And I said, yeah, I think we've gone overboard. We were worried about it being feeling, you know, flimsy.
Unsubstantial.
And I said, it's too substantial.
Right.
I need more ease here.
Yeah.
And because we did want it to be able to be leggings and or a t-shirt.
Right.
And so we actually went flimsier on our big order.
And I haven't made a Rhapsody out of it, but I did make an easy tee out of the So Long and So Happy panel.
I think mine's a Rhapsody. Okay.
You made like a raglan out of it, which
it's not a raglan. Because remember, okay, if you remember mine, it has a different back than a front. It has a printed back.
Oh, well.
Anyway, never mind. You don't remember mine. You don't. Okay. But you know what? That might have been the original one, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Maybe I should label the inside of my clothes as to what I made them out of and when. And
yeah, why
aren't
you labeling things?
Oh, my gosh. Huh? Oh, my gosh.
Why aren't you labeling things? Well, I don't think a lot of pattern designers would go on a podcast and be like, actually, when people make it out of this fabric, it's a bit of an issue. But we are, because we are encouraging, you are giving you like a lot more leeway here than a normal pattern brand would. They would say you must make it out of this type of fabric in order to be successful. And we're telling you, you can try some different things and you may have to do some testing.
Well, and that's what this is actually should be about, is how you use patterns and what patterns do for you. They don't always make it perfect. And like you said, you've only got two places to alter this. Side seams. And the seam
underarm
in the arm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can play with choosing the different arm sizes.
Well, we're talking about actually
stuff.
Sewing it together and changing its shape, though.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm getting ready to make, I want to make myself a rash guard that zips up the front.
Right.
Okay. And I'm going to go to my princess seam swimsuit and just cut the panty part off.
Well, that's our next pattern.
Right. Because I want more shape in it.
Right. Right.
You know, and that's one reason I'm putting a zipper in it. I want it sort of close fitting, and that's what I'm going for here. So anytime anybody wants that perfect fit, we're talking about seams or darts.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, you
got to do more seams. You got to do more darts. Okay?
And, yeah, if you want to, like, stand up in something and have it, you know, fit around your three-dimensional body perfectly with absolutely, you know, nary a wrinkle in sight, you're going to have a lot of seams because you're not a column.
Well,
you know.
And we can kind of go back here. I hope I'm not going.
Uh-huh.
I'm going someplace you didn't think I was going to go. Go back to the M2M leggings.
Yeah.
Where we told people, yes, you can buy, you know, you can buy leggings on the market and they have small, medium, and large. Well, that's not what we are.
Right.
Okay. We're like this shape and that shape and this shape. And, you know, so what happens is when you buy those leggings with pineapples on them, right?
Right.
You get these tiny little pineapples around
the
bottom
ankle,
of your leg.
Big
right?
old, yeah.
And then on your butt, there's this huge pineapple because you have a big butt and it's because they just make them straight up and down.
Well, right.
And it doesn't allow for the stretching. So that can happen in a t-shirt. And I've done that before where I've went in and tried on a ready-to-made shirt, and it was really
pretty.
You blew
up the pattern.
Well, and I always, you know, I want them because I see them, and I'm like, oh, I really like that fabric. And then I have this blossom over my boob that's huge compared to the rest of them
or something.
Because that's where I don't fit.
Yeah, exactly.
And now, if it's a black t-shirt, plain black,
maybe it's not as big of a problem.
Right, it probably is an issue.
Well, you know, that's another thing about, like, the soft, the appearance of clothing, like, on your body.
Right.
And we've talked about this with the leggings. Like, would you wear the leggings as pants? And I'm like, in some fabrics, yes.
That's right.
Like, would I wear the leggings as pants in, like, white? Maybe not, because I think you could see every single shape and detail of my body.
Well, if it was thick enough.
Maybe.
Well,
you know.
Here's the deal.
And someone else might be comfortable with that.
I have used the leggings pattern to make tights.
Well, right, exactly.
So would I wear those as pants? Well, not that fabric that I used as tights.
Right,
I wouldn't
exactly.
Because it's kind of like a meshy see-through.
I also made an easy tee in merino wool, and I made it pretty tight.
Right.
But it's like this purple color, and it will show any undergarment I have under it. Okay, so it'll show, like, the outline of my camisole or, like, the actual, like, outline of the bra and all that. And I thought, it's fine. But this fabric's so clingy, I would wear it in black because it kind of obscures those details.
And see that.
And that's a personal preference
thing. But
that's
another thing, too. Sometimes just the color.
Well, yes.
Is deceiving when you go, this fits better. No, it fits exactly the same. But this one's yellow and this one's black. And the black one happens to look better.
Right.
Because you don't, it's not defining every single line or everything that you consider an imperfection.
Right, exactly. Right. Well, and that's just the thing, is different fabrics are going to work different. And that easy tee, so my so long and so happy easy tee is made from our panel, and I like how it kind of skims over my body.
Right.
You know, in like certain contexts. You know what I'm saying? And so it just depends on how you're wanting to wear it.
So you don't have a sway back adjustment on this one?
Oh my God. We can't talk about that. No, I'll tell you what we have.
Okay.
Okay. We have a hip.
That's right.
Area.
Because I truly believe this, that most people that are getting into the sway back adjustment, I don't know where it came from. I have sewn for over 50 years. And sway back adjustment didn't get popular until about 8 years ago.
Oh, man, it is so popular.
Okay,
first of all, heads up. There are people who have sway back.
There are sway back. Okay, nobody's back is straight.
Well, that's true, too.
Let's know that.
But
okay?
Let's not, like, if there's somebody out there who's listening and they have, like, a severe scoliosis, I don't want them to think that we're not, that we think they don't need, like, an adjustment. But here's the deal. People will have some wrinkles at the back of a garment.
And immediately, someone will diagnose them or they will self-diagnose as being sway back.
And that's because of the internet, okay?
That is Dr. Internet talking.
Not blaming anyone in particular here, but if you look that up, people are like, oh, sway back adjustment. And maybe here's the problem. If sway back adjustment was defined differently, it'd be okay. So what my sway back adjustment would be, if somebody came to me and they had wrinkles at the back of their t-shirt, mm-hmm. I'd say, okay, your sway back adjustment is to make the hip area of your t-shirt wider.
Well, here's
at the point
the deal.
Where it needs to be wider.
Most people's butts,
right,
are a lump back there.
That's right.
And so if fabric can't hang over there,
their
or,
butt.
Or pull over and stay down.
Yes.
Because some fabric does that.
Yeah.
You're going to get some wrinkles.
Yeah. So you've got your butt back there and it's as bumpy as your butt is bumpy. And let me talk. Okay. So it's as bumpy as it is bumpy.
I wanted to talk about my butt.
Yeah. Well, too bad. Okay. Your butt is as bumpy as it is bumpy. And unsurprising to everyone who's gone shopping or tried to sew for themselves, oftentimes, your butt bump is not within the size you chose for the rest of your body. That's why we sew, right? Because
that's it. It's absolutely. Well, and I have done a lot to raise my butt, okay? Because it fell when I got older. So now I exercise to keep my butt up. So if that was a sway back, it's not. It's my butt.
It's your butt. So you know it's just a butt.
I know it's my butt.
It's a butt movement.
And I can get rid of those wrinkles if I let my butt droop.
Well, anyway, so no matter where your butt is, when you choose a larger size at the hip or you mark your appropriate hip width at the right height, okay,
yes.
along that Y axis,
yes.
then you can release those wrinkles. But you know what? Some people, I feel like sometimes they kind of don't like then that if you do have a very kind of like severe
difference,
butt bump, you know, because everybody's butt's different. Some people have like what you may call like a wider, flatter butt. And some people have a butt that sort of sticks out more to the back.
Just like any other part of your
body.
Just
like your boobs can be in a different place or whatever.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you can decide, how you want to deal with that. But the other thing is a t-shirt, a garment with a bodice that is just a front and the back isn't going to be your most subtly fitting garment. And I know people who, when they want that really nice fit, they'll put a back seam in it. Mm-hmm. And that'll do the trick.
Now, that's the thing.
That's
if you're having back issues or if you have even a hump behind your neck or whatever, and you want it fitted and you have a wrinkle,
you may need a back seam.
And if everyone right now, okay, I'm going to give you something that's really going to bug you. Look at men in men's jackets, in dress jackets, like a suit jacket, and you will see all of this fabric bunching up behind a man's back, like that goes under the collar, because that's where I used to alter them the most.
And they're okay. It's
the wrong length and the wrong shape. Okay, for between their neck and their shoulders.
Yeah, and that's kind of a pain to alter.
Right.
But it's where it needs to be altered.
I mean, you will notice now people like on television or whatever
how it's kind of
you'll go, they didn't get that altered. Yeah.
But
anybody who dresses to the T will have that done.
Let's go back to sway back adjustment.
Okay.
So what you'll see in sway back adjustment land is that someone tells you to take a horizontal dart.
Right.
Okay, that's changing the length of your pattern piece.
Right.
And when you change the length of your pattern piece, you generally are bringing a wider part up higher.
Right.
Boom, you need a different size in the hips. Just choose a different size in the hips.
Right.
Look at your pattern.
Or add a little. Whatever you need.
The thing that is frustrating about the sway back adjustment is the solution that's given. I almost think is the solution that's given is the horizontal dart stuff. I guess
right.
I don't care if someone calls it a sway back adjustment. But then what you find when you search is advice where someone's like, I'm going to take a horizontal dart all the way across the back of my t-shirt. And I'm like, well, you're not going to like
what happens after that.
You know,
right. And no one's going to. Here's the other thing I see is people grab onto this. Oh, it's a sway back adjustment. You need to do this. And then so it doesn't work.
Right.
So now it's bunching up around the back of their arms.
Yeah,
that,
right.
So here's the deal. One adjustment at a time.
One thing at a time.
Okay. And I would start at the top.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
I mean, how many times have you had somebody come in that you were going to, they say, oh, my dress, it needs this, and it's this. And I walk over and I pinch the shoulders up just a little bit, and it takes care of everything they said was wrong.
Well, or when people are making jeans, they're like, these don't fit right. And I'm like, oh, fold up that extra 7 inches of fabric down the bottom, and you will
draping.
See that this is different. You know, it doesn't fix everything, but, you know, it's a good place to start.
Right. So I just say back off of the sway back.
Well, yeah, it's
I just think it is an internet craze. That's what I think it is.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I don't know why it would have just surfaced, like I said, in the last decade. Okay. It doesn't make sense.
And we're not the only people to say this.
Yes, we're not the only people that.
Okay. What is her name? She runs this pattern line, and it's called Skinny Bitch Patterns.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, she's got a blog post, too, where it's like, you use different fabric, game stuff over,
happens.
start from the beginning.
Yeah.
I love her. I really liked reading these.
Right.
I liked reading these blog posts because I agree with them. Full disclosure. That's why I enjoy them. That's something to do. So on the Rhapsody, I have instructions. Okay, you're going to choose your hip area.
Right.
But some people have volume in sort of the belly area, and that's between the waist and the hip. And it may or may not be accommodated by the measurements that you've taken in your waist and your hip.
Right.
So if you have, if you think, oh, you know, I know I've got a belly, I know it's not accommodated by patterns, you're going to take your belly measurement, and you're also going to mark the height of your belly. Because that's another thing. I mean, we keep saying this about every part of the body, that they can be completely random, and they are. Bodies are sort of arbitrary, so if
we all have our own.
Yeah. So if your belly's sitting kind of high or your belly's sitting kind of low, you're gonna mark it, and you're going to take that into account as you draft your side seam. Okay. So you may even end up, you know, you can get a lot of different shapes with this. You can get that, you know, pear shape where it's smaller on top, bigger on bottom, and you can get a shape that almost looks like a bell. A little bit, if you do have a higher belly, and then those can have boob bumps on the front, depending on whether or not you've got a bust.
Well, and you can choose
that sits outside that range.
That, I mean, there's a couple of ways. I mean, you can be more fitted around your belly if you want.
Well, that's true.
Or
yes.
It can be loose. Yeah. That's up to you how you want.
So I think it's nice to start with the ease we've added. And then take it up.
Yeah. I mean, make your first one as a muslin, everybody.
Right.
You know, and hopefully, you know, some fabric that's close to what you want, you're going to use.
Because when I, you know, even when you go onto other fabrics, I'd say, you know, you're not wasting a lot of fabric by cutting it slightly larger.
Nope.
And then you can take it up as, you know, according to the needs of that fabric so that you're not starting off with something too small.
I often have had t-shirt patterns where I'm putting, you know, I may alter them a couple of different ways, and I put a sample of the fabric in the envelope and say, this is how
this
was version A, and this was version B, and this was, so that I sort of know then when I go to a fabric that's more similar to that.
Yeah, you know, and we got a question on the sizing on this. So it says, chest bust, 30 inches to 56 inches. waist 22 inches to 48 inches, and hip 29 to 55 inches. And someone said, oh, I wish the hip went up to 60. And I was like, you know, if someone cut out the size that says 55, if they're using a stretchy enough fabric, it actually would have
readily accommodate.
Yeah, it would readily accommodate that 60 inches. So I was like, okay,
because how much ease do you have in the hip?
Well, right. So I think we have. Hold on. I think we have 20%.
Okay, so 20% of 50 is a, what?
12, a 55. 11? Oh, it's all. I'm sorry. Oh. It's even easier. Nope. Just what? Kidding. Hold on. 10% positive ease at the waist and hips. So you're getting your 5.5 inches
right.
added on there.
Right.
So I don't. But I don't know. It doesn't fit in with the definition of how I've drafted it, so I hate to say, oh, it definitely will fit you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, and you don't know where their hip level is or where their belly level is.
That's right.
You know, some people's legs are bigger than their hips.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you're wearing a T-shirt and you want it to come down, like, past the crotch, say. Mm-hmm.
Like tunic-y?
Yeah, more tunic-y. Then maybe you're going to have to accommodate. Maybe you're going to have to go with... You know, measure, take that measurement and go, okay, I'm going to go with this as my hip measurement instead of this place that's 2 or 3 inches smaller.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, when I was first researching ginger jeans, someone made them and they very much had the body type where the widest hip was almost what I would call like there is like the top of their quadricep.
Uh-huh.
Was where the tissue was, you know, there. So it's almost right. like they had like a diamond, you know,
right.
shape from like waist to knee, you know. And whereas if somebody has more of like the shelf butt,
yes.
you know, from the front, it won't look like that. But they've got, you know, the right. volume in the back or whatever. So anyway, I just wanted to, you know, bring that up. But that's what a... If you go and you buy like a Princess Line woven shift dress, okay, that's where all these differences come in. That's where they're drafted with more volume in the back.
Right.
Because people, you know, have butts, you know, or whatever. And so that's how that goes.
So what's the advantage of doing this? The advantage is you're starting.
Get a better starting point.
You've got a better starting point. Right. And you also know, oh, I used my exact measurement on my hip. Maybe that wasn't a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to go bigger. Oh, I should have went smaller because, you know, the biggest part of my hip is not where I wear my T-shirt.
Exactly.
But you know you did that. When you're going to a ready-made pattern, mm-hmm. right, or already published pattern, you don't know where they decided to make that change.
Well, and different brands give you a different amount of information.
Everybody does a different shape.
And I think that, yes, absolutely. I really have liked it when, like, Closet Core, now they're called Closet Core Patterns, puts those finished measurements on there.
Yeah.
It's like, cool.
Oh boy, I love
this. Love it.
Although, you know, I have to say, if I'm using a predetermined pattern, I measure the pattern.
Well, that's
like crazy.
True, too. But, okay, so I've seen it where on the big four, you have to, like, unfold the whole pattern.
Yeah.
And the finished measurement for, like, say the bust, it's, like, mm-hmm. on the pattern piece.
Right.
I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, put this on the outside
of
the
envelope.
I
think it should be on the envelope and on the pattern piece,
well, yeah,
personally.
Right. That's oh, that, right. yes, yes.
Again, all the information.
I just, like, could not. I couldn't believe that they had even included it on the frickin' pattern piece.
Yeah.
Because I thought by the time I get here.
Yeah, I think there was just a post in the wardrobe on Facebook where it said, she just finished, you know, going to design
cool.
school or whatever. Congratulations.
Yay.
That's not an easy task.
Yes.
And she said, you put as much information as possible on your pattern piece. Yes, you
yay,
do.
Yay, yay, yay.
Yes, yes,
yes.
You will not remember. Or you might remember when you're young and you've got all of your brain cells, but when you're my age, you will forget. Or you won't take that pattern out till maybe 2 or 3 years later, and you've done all this other stuff in between. Well, your hard drive only has so many much room,
well,
you know, in your head.
Okay, so a way I like to reframe this, okay, because way number one that I frame it is I used to remember lots and lots and lots of things. And then the big thing that has happened in my life is that I've had children and it made me forget lots of things. I used to remember somebody'd walk in the store, I'd remember all the machines they had, I'd remember all the feet they've ever bought, I'd remember like when their son got married.
I told you it's breastfeeding. They suck your brain cells out right through your
boobs. I'm sure there are people who don't breastfeed who also find this. So let's not make
but
that
that's
the
right,
only
because
reason.
Those of us who breastfeed have fewer brain cells.
Okay. So anyway, that's what's happened for me. But now I think of
it's
it
because
as,
you're distracted.
Now I think of it as, why would I even bother to try and remember this thing?
That's
I have
right.
so much
you don't
so
have
many
to.
Better things to think about that I'm, you know, I could like learn a new language if I wrote everything down on my patterns is how I like to that's the more positive way of framing it for me.
Right.
So anyway, if that helps you to feel better about yourself.
You know, my husband.
But there is a space before you talk about your husband. There are places on our drafting guide to write down all of these things. So
we even ask for it. Like, what's your hip measurement? What's the date you did this?
There are blanks on all of these pattern pieces where you should be tracing it out and you should be writing those things
because
down.
Sometimes if someone else is sewing at the same time, you might use their pattern instead of yours.
That's
right,
it
Mallory?
It can happen. Okay, so I just thought we'd talk about that, and the Rhapsody Raglan should be coming out soon, so you can keep an eye out for that. Also, I have to like completely redo our online store because of how our web host did things, so that's going to be so much fun. Maybe by the time this podcast is out, I will have that all finished, but apparently it's going to be easier for everyone, for all of us, if I do this, so... You will be able to purchase the Rhapsody Raglan when our online store is completely redone. Yay. All right, ZD, got anything else to add?
So here?
Nope.
No?
So long and so...
So long and so heavy? Is that what you're talking about? I was going to say, so here?
No.
And I was waiting for you. Well, anyway, I was waiting for you to say .com. But anyway.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I screwed it up.
Okay,
I
didn't know that.
I screwed it up.
Well, next time.
I
next
screwed
time.
It up. I
ZD,
screwed
take
up.
It away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. It's time you did something for the first time.